Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, on call with the Prairie Doc. It's on SDPB TV Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Tonight, the show is all about genetics, and Dr. Kelly Evans hosts this episode. She's an internal medicine doctor with the Avera Medical Group and a member of the team of Prairie Doc physicians, and she's joining us now with more in a preview of that show. Dr. Evans, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. And I want to talk to you about tonight's program about genetics. But first, I understand you are one of the first people in South Dakota to get that vaccine as the vaccine rolls out to healthcare providers. Do I have that correct? Have you gotten your shot?
I literally just walked back over from the hospital. I've got my pin on that said I got my COVID-19 vaccine. It's been a really hard year, but today feels like a good day.
Yeah, and I know there's much road to travel. I don't want to gloss over everything that we are still going through and will continue to go through because I think 13 more people died today, even though we know there is a vaccine that's in production and we will live with that split screen for a while. But I can't help myself, Dr. Evans, the sort of scientific joy that I feel that humanity has done this with a vaccine and that we're seeing the beginning impact of that. What has the arrival of the vaccine meant for you? And tell me a little bit about the decision to get vaccinated.
Yeah, it's just so exciting. I share your joy and amazement. When there were rumblings, I don't know, 6 months ago from different parts of the country that we may be able to have a vaccine by the end of the year, I was skeptical about that. I mean, that's something that had never been done before. Seemed like a really short time for vaccine development. But Lori, I mean, the fact of the matter is the technology that went into making this vaccine has been in the making for years now. And we got lucky that way, that they already had been developing a vaccine of a new technology with mRNA, such that they really could develop a vaccine that was specific to this virus quickly enough to get it tested in a lot of people. And the data is just so solid. I would say I do feel a lot of emotions about this. I mean, we've been through, like you said, we've been through a lot. We know there's still a lot of the thick of this to go through. But it's a really hopeful time as we start to see our healthcare workers get vaccinated. And of all the emotions I experienced, there was not one bit of doubt about getting that shot in my arm today.
Yeah. For patients who call you and say, I want to talk to you, because we've been recommending that people learn about the vaccine, but also that they talk to their, their personal providers, because I keep saying vaccines are all about relationships. You talk to your doctor, you talk to your pharmacist about what's right for you. What are you telling some of the people that you know who are thinking about the day will come when they will have a choice if they take this vaccine or not in the months ahead?
Yeah. So, and I actually, over the last couple of weeks, have been trying to ask most of the patients that I'm seeing in clinic that very question. And really what I say is, do you have questions about the COVID-19 vaccine that you want to talk about? I've been surprised. I mean, as an internal medicine doctor, the majority of my patients are older. Most of them are retired and most of them have really been affected by this pandemic and sort of adhering to staying at home most of the time. And there have only been a couple patients in the last 2 weeks that have expressed any amount of hesitation about it. Most of them say, when can I get it? So that gives me hope and confidence that I hope a large percentage of our population will be ready to get it. You're right. There are legitimate questions anytime there's something new coming out. And I, along with everyone's personal doctor, want to be there for our patients when they have questions about that we can help guide them through, that none of those questions are illegitimate by any means. And obviously everyone needs to be comfortable with their decision. But I think the overwhelming data shows that it is very, very safe and more effective than I would have hoped for.
Right. All right, let's transition and talk a little bit about this program tonight, because it's looking at genetics and talking about genetic counseling, and this can also be sort of new science for many people.
Yeah.
Give us a preview a little bit of tonight's program. Who's on with you?
Yeah, so this is a program just by the nature of the time of year. It's one that we recorded in August. So Dr. Cassie Hayek is our guest here. She's also an internist, but she did fellowship and is also certified in genetics as her specialty. So she's an MD. She works very closely with genetic counselors, which have a different background of training, but have a huge role when it comes to the interplay with genetics and medicine. And so we talk about a lot of topics, you know, I think because of the newness of it and sort of the novelty of this field of medicine, one of the big things we talk about is who should consider seeing a genetic counselor or a genetic physician based on family history or based on any known history. And it was very informative, and it is a kind of a small niche of medicine that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Is it mostly a prevention, you know, conversation where if you know something mm-hmm. is in your family, you talk to somebody in genetic medicine to figure out if you're going to change, you know, your, you know, cancer screening schedule, for example, or you might do, mm-hmm. you know, different preventive, you know, procedures. Is it mostly prevention or
yeah.
is it?
Yeah. I would say that's a large part of it, Lori. So one trigger to see someone like this might be interesting or robust family history of cancers, whether they're the same type or different types of cancers. And that's a lot of the patients that they see are looking for gene mutations that could be passed along that predispose people to cancers. And you're exactly right. Why that matters is because it may affect screening guidelines. One of the patients that we interviewed for this show has a very unique gene mutation called a P23 gene mutation, or Li-Fraumeni syndrome. And these people, actually, there's indication to do full body MRIs periodically. And that's something that we do almost never. So that's a big percentage of it. And then there's this whole other field that has to do with more common diseases. So a lot of genetics is kind of rare disease stuff. But there's a lot of research into the genetic interplay into common diseases like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. That's more complex because there's so many environmental factors that complicate that picture. And there's a lot of genes that play a role as opposed to just a single gene. But it's an area of a lot of hot research, too.
Yeah. So very fascinating. Again, like I said, new for a lot of people. And this is a science that is emerging fairly quickly as well in ways that will help us that we have not yet envisioned. And that makes me happy, Dr. Gilliatt.
It's a good day to talk about science. Yep.
It's a good day to talk about science. You can tune in to the Prairie Doc Thursday nights, 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Kelly Evans hosts this episode. She's an internal medicine doctor with Avera Medical Group and a member of the team of Prairie Docs. Dr. Evans, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Lori.